Looting, riots break out in Minneapolis after police return fire, kill wanted felon. By Bob Price on June 5, 2021. Burning, rioting, and looting broke out in Minneapolis on Friday night after deputies shot and killed the wanted felon who fired on them. Deputies assigned to the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force attempted to take the man wanted for being a felon in possession of a firearm into custody. Police officials in Minnesota say the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force attempted to arrest 32-year-old Winston Boogie Smith on June 3 for a warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm, the Associated Press reported. As sheriff's office deputies assigned to the task force approached Smith's vehicle, he reportedly refused to comply with orders and pulled a handgun. Officials confirmed Smith fired at least one shot from inside his car. Liquor store currently being looted with people trying to take an ATM too. # Brooklyn Center pic.twitter.com/9kip5hhhrg. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, April 12, 2021. A statement from the Marshals Service said Smith was in a parked vehicle and produced a handgun, resulting in task force members firing upon the subject. Smith died at the scene from wounds from two deputies' shots. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension reported that state investigators found a gun in Smith's car along with a spent cartridge indicating Smith fired from inside his vehicle, the AP article states. Following the shooting on Thursday, rioters marched in the streets, set fires, and began vandalizing and looting businesses, the AP reported. Police arrested 9 people on charges following the night of violent activity. Independent journalist Brendan Guttenschwiger tweeted a video showing multiple fires set by rioters on Friday night. Thick smoke in the air as dumpsters burned at Hennepin and Lake Street in Minneapolis this Friday night. pic.twitter.com/c9ldrv6mlz. Brendan Guttenschwiger, EP on the scene, June 5, 2021. In addition, rioters also set trees on fire. Photojournalist Rebecca Brannon tweeted. Trees being set on fire tonight in Minneapolis along with other fires. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, June 5, 2021. Rioters protesting the shooting of the wanted felon who allegedly fired at agents attempting to arrest him began looting a T-Mobile store, Brannon tweeted. The BLM protest in Minneapolis devolved into looting overnight. A large group smashed their way into the T-Mobile store. Exceptional video by at Rebs Brannon. pic.twitter.com/pcnccrecmo. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, June 4, 2021. Another video retweeted by Brannon shows someone performing CPR on a person who was allegedly shot during the riots. Someone was shot tonight on East Lake Street over by the old 3rd Precinct. # Minneapolis. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, June 5, 2021. It is not clear from the tweets who shot the person or what if they survived. Another person was seen being treated on the street for an unknown injury. Someone has been hurt, not sure how, and is bleeding. Being attended to currently. # Minneapolis pic.twitter.com/v0j2l0r3. Antifa Watch, at Antifa Watch 2, June 5, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.